everybody strap, but we let it go. Come on, you know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, easy. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, easy. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. So some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting there writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need that. Fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers. Catch me in a C-class, pass like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no praise in the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it sweet. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's good? Yeah, this is your girl, Miss Kiko. You're tuned to the BOE for the music. And we're going to get in on the popping as we always do. So I appreciate you with your girl tonight. Let's get this show started. And I want to say Happy New Year to everybody tuned in. Appreciate that you're talking with your girl. Today has been a lot. The internet has been going crazy today. And because of Williams, did Club Shay Shay, that Shannon Sharp podcast, Club Shay Shay, and he revealed a lot. And two main things that really got in a buzz is him saying Cedric the Entertainer stole his joke. And the other one is Steve Harvey stole R. Kelly's joke. And what's crazy is I was scrolling through TikTok and a video popped up, came down my For You page where somebody talked about what Williams said and showed a clip where Mark Kelly won. He did an interview with Comedy Hype. He said on Comedy Hype that Steve stole his joke. And the person who was taking the information played the video of Steve Harvey's talk show. It was in 2015. It was around Halloween. same time that he told McCurry's Halloween joke. And when he said that, you know, they were wearing the costume boxes as costumes, just like McCurry said, you know, the audience like, he's like, don't feel sad for me. And y'all, that's so crazy. That's what's so crazy about this situation is that, and it's been out there that comedians are stealing other comedians' jokes. And I don't know what joke Cedric the Entertainer stole from Cat Williams. Cat Williams said that when he did Comic View, he told a joke. The joke went over so well that Comic View used his joke in the intro. So when Comic View comes on and the different comedians who are on the show, Cat is in the intro telling that joke. And that time, I knew him as Cat Williams. If you really followed his career as a comedian, you knew him as Cat in the Hat. But, you know, Disney, he said Disney sued him, so sent a cease and desist of using it as Cat in the Hat. And, so, he said that same joke on Comic View. Then he said 2 years later, Cedric the Entertainer, that same joke. Now, this was a long interview. I'm going to tell you how long this interview was with Kat and Shannon. Tell you how long. Because I didn't even catch it from the beginning, but I did catch it. And I'm like, wow. These are big names in comedy. You know what I'm saying? These are some big names in comedy. You know what I'm saying? These are some big names in comedy. That you can store a joke. That, oh, no, okay, scroll. That interview with Cat Williams on Club Shame for 2 hours, 46 minutes, and 5 seconds. Yep, it was 2 hours. And 46 minutes and 5 seconds. Steve Harvey has done Clash. He talked about Ricky Smiley. Cat was offered about his role Friday franchise. And, you know, and he talked about Ricky Smiley. Also, a lot of comedians have said there are other comedians and use them as their own. And for me, right? For me, that's an issue. That's an issue for me. That if I'm not good at I'm a comedian that my joke, and it's usually, I think it's usually not a recent joke, but it's an old joke. I think they take, like, use their old material and recycle it, because you don't want to take somebody's new material and recycle it as your own when you said it. You don't want to do that. You want to take an old joke and recycle it and make it your own. Because I think one time there was a comedian said something called his joke, and he knew they was his joke, but it wasn't funny. way that comedian was selling his joke. Like, a white comedian take a black comedian's joke and try to tell it to a white audience, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Because I look at the joke of this black comedian talking to white people, then I can see it going, you use it, but this is crazy, y'all. I don't understand it. I like Cedric the Entertainer. I like Steve Harvey. Like, I like a lot of comedians. I'm not going to say, my favorite comedian. I just like comedy in general, and if you make me laugh, I'm a like you comedian. One of those that, you know, has made me laugh. Steve has made me laugh. Cedric. Bill Bellamy. Who else? Gio. Like, to me, I would be flattered, but then, if you steal somebody's joke, and that's the same, like he said, Seth stole his joke, and then you go to the same joke, they just heard that joke from Cedric the Entertainer, they're going to say he stole his joke when it's really your joke. To me, that's crazy. I'm going to scroll my social media. Cat is the topic of... Cat is the trending topic. Cat is the trending topic. Cat is the trending topic. And that's what's so crazy. Let me see here. Because I know Instagram got me, Look, I'm scrolling. I'm going through my feed on Instagram to see if I can post about what I was saying. I haven't come across anything yet. I'm looking, scrolling. I'm on the matter of fact, on my other page, let me see. Y'all, like I said, Cat's been the trending topic. I'm just scrolling to see if I come across anything. Okay. I haven't seen that yet. come across anything about Kat yet. I'm sure I'm going to my TikTok. I'm going to come across a lot about Kat on my TikTok. Yeah, I think my boy is going to join me. So if he does join me, we're going to talk about this cat some more. I also share. So for those who watch the show, yeah, that comes back. So well, Funny Need is no logo on the show. He put out a video. Will be on TGIF. He's saying, you know, the money situation, the money, not to say the money was funny, but, you know, they went from 2 shows a week to 5 days a week. And he was explaining it like, if I'm paying $20 an episode, and you're doing two shows, you know, that's good money for But he said that they started doing 5 days a week. It went from 20 and it dropped down to 17. So even though you're still making money, okay, you're getting $14 an episode. And you, and 5 days a week. And he said that he would get after they take out the taxes and all that he can make a 1.5 YouTube videos make the same amount. Actuality, it don't make sense. When you think about it, when you're making money, making videos on YouTube and other social media platforms, and then hired to be part of a show, and you can make more money by doing it by yourself, you know, You know what I'm saying? You can make more money creating your own videos than being on that show. You gotta do what's right for you. You know, if you feel even if it was the best thing, that if it's a money situation, then don't make it about it being a money situation, because you don't want to be on bad terms with Fox, because you never know. You know what I'm saying? When you leave good terms with a company, especially when it's an entertainment company, they will want to hire you. Never know, they might want to hire you. You have to do a totally different from what you work with. Funky Steven said he's still what Alan here is. He got a finish out lunch. He said, They try to negotiate more money with contract. Cody and Ali said they now signed a 2-year extension. He only went 6 months. So the 6 months is up and he can renew if he want to, and now he chose not to. They're on his page that explains it. And that's where I'm getting information from. And he has a video right now playing, y'all, that he put to his Instagram. So, where's the, I'm trying to play it with sound. One second, y'all. Oh, there is sound, but I'm not hearing it. Give me 1 second, y'all. Happy. Yeah. TGIF was on Christmas break. They came back today and it's aired at 8 o'clock. And they gave him a send off, saying he didn't get, they let the people know he didn't get fired, that he chose to leave. I think he was happy the 2 days a week because they come on Wednesday and then they come again on Friday. And that 2 days a week went from 2 to 5. That's a lot because I guess you could say he's an independent contractor, so it's like you're taking him away from where his real coins, even though Fox is paying them, but his real job is making the videos that you see on YouTube. And, you know, going from 2 days to 5 days, that's away from him doing that. That's why I haven't seen videos posted on his YouTube page, because he's doing 5 days a week. I get it. You chose to be in entertainment, and I get that. But sometimes, you know, it turns out you know what you expect, you know? So, made 2 weeks video saying that he left OXO. Then he had a video where he talked about, First Ladies of Freight. He talked about the episodes. He talked about Dr. Jesse. He talked about a lot of stuff. Now he's getting back to his videos and, you know, making his coin the way he was making it. Because, you know, when you, you're a person that, or when you, and you can still make your coin. And then when you get to the spaces of the 9 to 5, you're a person who has to answer to somebody when it comes to work, because you're your own boss. And then to get into a situation where now you have to answer to somebody, it's like it takes a toll on you. That's what happened to Funky Dyke. You know, going from 2 days to 5 days, it's a lot. You got to get ready. You know, show's at 8 o'clock, so you got to be ready. And it wasn't in studio, so they were all doing it via Zoom. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we can move into a studio. You know, if it picked up Fox and went national, and like you is, then I don't think you wouldn't have had a problem doing it. If it was actually, if you could tune in to watch it on Fox, like if you, for those that live in the area, Fox 5, you could tune in at, on Fox 5 and watch TGIF, I think he will be happy. It happens, y'all. It happens. And I wanted to talk about. This video viral, and it went through TikTok. And I'm not sure if it went viral on Instagram or X, which is former Twitter. But a group of people having dinner, right? For their friend's birthday, so it's a birthday dinner for their friend. They have this nice restaurant. It is okay. So I would say 6 girls and 1 guy was invited to birthday dinner for her husband. And, you know, they, you know, had a nice dinner. I'm on it. So, had a nice meal. The husband was a guest. I was invited. He said, what my wife ate and what the birthday girl ate. Everybody had to pay for their own meal. And I got upset because I paid the whole bill. The bill came up $700. And he was like, no. His wife picked him up and was like, no, when you get a husband. But these women shouldn't assume a man's going to pay this whole bill just because their friend's birthday. He's a man, and when a man takes a woman out, he's supposed to pay the bill. Yeah, if he asks her out, this woman's and then call y'all up. Hey, come to such and such restaurant for such and such's birthday. I'm paying, you know what I'm saying? Dinner's on me. No. It's not his obligation for your meal. Him up. Because they call him cheap. Birthday girl got up and was like, I'm out. And another friend, I was there. She left. And the husband and the other women that were there, they were still at the table, back and forth, he not paying the bill. It's not his job. There with his wife, he should only pay for a meal, and if he has to pay for the girl's meal, he can do so as well. His wife is okay with it. The rest of y'all, that's like coming in with your boyfriend. So your boyfriend's supposed to pay the $700 bill because you're out with your girls. To pay a $700 dinner bill. He didn't eat none of that. He paying for what he ate as because you his girl. And if it's a birthday dinner, he do that to her. And pay the birthday girl's dinner bill. You're supposed to establish at the beginning paying what? Or as you're supposed to be like, anybody put in an equal amount for the bill and to cover birthday goes. I get it and say, okay, you put in 50, you put in 50, you put in 50, put in 50. That's going to cover the bill. But $700, what the hell was you ordering that the bill came up to $700? If you know you go out to dinner by yourself, that chicken, pork, shrimp, and lobster, do not do it at somebody's birthday knowing you can't do it when you're alone. This is not good. Do not do it. See, when my birthday passes over, my sister said, you know, it's your birthday, you know, what you want to eat because, you know, you don't have to cook on your birthday. And we had this food. Ordered from the Spanish restaurant, and that's all we had for my birthday dinner. Let's go out to the restaurant. Because she's my birthday, she's treating, she would have paid for me. She's not, you know how much that would cost? Depending on how people are going to be at his birthday dinner. Like that check was, that's a lot. That's a lot. Nope. Doing it. No, that was my husband. Nope. He's not, I just said, nope. He's not paying your meal for your, nor your meal. The only meal he's paying for is mine, his, and the birthday. That's it. And the people were giving commentary on it. Because I saw it on TikTok twice. You know, giving her 2 cents about it. It was a guy who gave his 2 cents. And that group of women. The group of women were bitches. And I kind of agree with it. Because it's not his place. It's not his place. I'm going to find the video. So I can share it with y'all listening. To join your own assessment. Here we go.
So this man and his wife, a couple of friends to this woman's birthday, and the whole bill came up $100 at this restaurant.
Are you the only one who paid? Why would you have to pay? It's all.
And when it came time to pay, this woman had said they were paying for the woman who had her birthday. Everyone else should pay themselves. However, instead, the woman weren't happy with it. Wanted the men to pay for everyone on the team. Him and his wife with a $700 bill. Their argument was he should because he's the only man on the day.
You invite
me. I didn't invite you. I'm responsible.
People are mad at him for having the right to say they're not paying along with going out without paying the bill even though he wasn't going to pay. People are mad at this group of women for trying to make this man pay for someone on the table because he's a male. This man and his wife invited a couple of friends to this woman's birthday. The whole bill came $100 to this restaurant.
I'm sorry, you don't
want to pay. Why would you have to pay? And when it came time to pay, the man and his wife said, okay, paying for the woman for her birthday. Everyone else should pay for themselves.
No, but I'm responsible for paying everybody. I got a birthday, girl.
I did it.
However, instead, the women weren't taxed.
Okay. The ladies in the video said, but you invited them. No, he didn't. He said no. His wife called up a group of friends friends with the birthday girl that was going to such and such restaurant for her birthday. This is where she want to go. This is where she want to have dinner. They assume because he's the only one there, he's supposed to pay this $100, supposed to have a ticket. Holds $100 bill from this restaurant. The birthday girl and another girl had walked out. Like I said, the other three were still at the table, calling this man cheap and not paying the whole bill. He did not shout out. He didn't call you personally and say, we're going to such a restaurant for such a birthday. He didn't call you and tell you that. He did that. And when she invited you out to such and such a birthday dinner, she didn't say she was paying a meal. She just said, at such and such, we going there for her birthday. I'm saying, like, you have to establish what's going to happen at this birthday dinner. That girl, the husband said, I will cover whatever the birthday girl ate. I will cover that. I will cover what I ate and what my wife ate. Everybody else got paid for themselves. But for them to assume that the man is obligated to pay the bill, the only man at the table, so you telling me, that's just if you had a male friend at the table. Not your friend, but a male friend at the table. That you would have that male friend sitting at the table. You would have stuck him with paying your bill. Because trust and believe, if I'm paying for everything, you're not gonna be ordering no shrimp or lobster. I'm like, if I'm paying this, you go order. You can't order none over. Nope. It's not his obligation. It's not his responsibility. Like I said, it's not my responsibility. And because it's her birthday and y'all ruining her birthday, arguing about the bill. The only one in this situation who can pay the bill is the birthday girl. All y'all should be putting your money, say, oh, I ate this much. Because I can say, well, $100, but burger and fries. I'm only paying for my burger and fries. I'm not chipping in more than, if I chip in more instead of the birthday meal, not everybody else got the damn table. Nope. It's ridiculous. My husband, whoever he is not responsible for your meal if we're at dinner. If you get invited to a restaurant for somebody's birthday and you know whose birthday it is, and you get a phone call saying this is where we're going for such a birthday, if you want to come, come. If I stay on the phone, if I didn't say on the phone that I'm paying for your meal, then don't assume that I am. Boy 6 is calling, but he knows I'm on air. I I have to keep hanging up on him because I'm on air, and I know you can hear the phone around. So that right there, that man is not obligated to pay that $700 phone bill because the damn phone keeps ringing. But this is crazy. It's really, and like, you know, Williams situation, that's even crazier. Like I said, he's trending on social media. Let me see if he's trending on Twitter, which is now. Let me see if he's trending on that. So, I just seen this clip. And there's a judge in Las Vegas who's got attacked. I guess Tenderson's body in their tata. I can think whatever you want in jail for, depending on whatever the judge sentences you to, by attacking the judge, you just make it worse for yourself. The judge might have said, oh, 4 years, because you attacked the judge, now you're doing more than. Doing more than four. Let me go see if I can pull that video back up again. Let me see if I can play it down. Let me play the sound bite. Let me play the sound. He's really punching the judge, and the boy is punching him. He jumped over the judge's bench and attacked him. He said, that motherfucker, that bitch, jumped over and attacked her. And as he's attacking the judge, the lawyer's attacking him. Yeah, judges are not facing him. Judges are not facing lawyer. Okay, let's see. Told you, Cat Williams is trending. Cat Williams is trending with Tyler Perry and Michael Jordan. Somebody's video is that shows. It says Steve Harvey's gathered the community to Cat Williams' music. Somebody posted saying Oprah for Cat was their friends wasn't supposed to get paid. Cat paid me. Says Cat paid me $750 that I had paid. people are on X, formerly known as Twitter, really talking about but I'm trying to figure out blog for the blog. There was a blog had Cedric the Entertainer response to what Cat said. I told y'all we were going to check to see. Everybody sharing clips. Yep, everybody sharing clips. Or making their own memes. Talking about cast in Shannon Sharp. See if I can put it up. I'm gonna go to TikTok. See if I can put it up. Let me see if I can put it up through. Okay, here we go. Oh yeah, he did. Cat Williams did crack jokes. He did crack jokes about Diddy. He said he said if Diddy be wanting a party, you gotta tell him no. Talked about Naughty. He talked about that. Dropping a lot of shit that I didn't even know. Cause I remember Steve talking about leaving the company. He tried to start cursing. He said, God's not doing me. Wow. Wow. I told you 2 hours, 46 minutes and 5 seconds. That's how long the Cat Williams interview with Sharp was. And he dropped a lot in that interview. That pissed. So Kim and Cat battle. Cat beat him in a comedy battle, and that's why he's comedy. Damn. Wow. I didn't see it from the beginning. I might have to rewind my whole those interviews. Sheesh. Yep, a lot of people done took clips from the video.
In Hollywood, we have the 5'5" black Santa Claus that was 140 pounds. That's your story. Your story is the smiley that even do curse words because he had a Christian fan base. He was played a pimp. Why ask him why has he played a woman or a group things played men? Three quick questions. You in Hollywood, they cast a 5'5" black Santa Claus that was 145 pounds. That's your story. Is the reason that he do curse words because a Christian fan base. He was going to play the pimp. Why you didn't ask him why he played a woman or movie he's played a man? Three quick points. You now, I've turned down $50 million four times, just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was down. He didn't be wanting the body. And you tell him no. I did.
I'm
telling you. That's what I'm saying.
Go freely.
Thank you. Now, I've had to turn down $50 million 4 times.
A lot of people going to be hating Cat.
Talking about
Harvey
Weinstein, the thing came out, he offered
to... Williams said, oh, I missed this part. It's Cat Williams said, Harvey Weinstein offered to suck and swim up in front of entire agency. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Oh, I missed that part. I'm gonna have the worst interview and shit.
My penis and all my people at my. He did all of that. I'm the only black person on the strip. There's three other guys on there. Woo. I told y'all, what y'all do? And this is why when I walk in a room, I go down. Behind my back, nothing. There's a red old comedian, bitter and jealous. No. The king has walked. They have to respect it only because I'm not taking the shots. I've been funded. They need you to not talk about what they don't want you to talk about. They know that themselves. I don't know Harvey Weinstein before the came out.
Wow. And his agency, he's. And he will. Damn.
How in the world did I get on TV in 2018? Came to see the comedy, do it in 2019, and get it on the comedy. One doesn't line up. This is a television joke. Mark Curry punch up and get to that he was. The same Steve went to go watch Mark Curry do the whole sitcom and then every Mark Curry. Now he got a sitcom. He the principal and he wear a suit and he gets this high fade making all black men think he's the best man in the business and it's a man unit. You ask him, why you not a movie? I didn't want to be a movie star. This the same Negro man hated it on me with this same thing. I didn't want to be a movie star. No, you can't be a movie star. There are 3,000 new scripts in Hollywood every year. Not one asked for a bumpkin dude that can't talk good over cable. Look like Mr. Potato. There are none. I have to have range. I played a lot of characters. Movie roles. I'm not playing Cat Williams in there.
I don't know. Okay, we might not make it the way you. I mean, we ain't got
nothing. I've had a less than The truth don't need motivation. I'm just saying I can't let these dudes lie. Sitting here telling why he ain't a movie star. He only look like a walrus. You can't even get in the office. He's sitting on
He
never wrote anything. When Cedric the Entertainer starts to be singing, dancing, and telling jokes, that's why he's an entertainer.
Right.
We found a sing, dance, and does it right. He did four comedy specials. They're so bad, Shannon. They're not available on Netflix or Tubi. Say that again for the audience. They're so bad that they're not available on Netflix or Tubi.
You don't
world doesn't have 12 comedy specials. He has 4 specials that are not available on Netflix or Tubi.
Is it a cat that you have a lot to get off your
chest? No.
What is it?
Winners are not allowed to allow losers to read history. I don't say anything if my name is not brief at these people on your platform. If you give a platform high, being messy by saying that never happened, it's untrue, and there are hundreds of witnesses for each thing I'm saying. Cedric told you, you asked him to kill Cat Williams.
Yes.
He said, it don't line up. How did it line up that I did it on TV 2018? You came to see the comedy do it in 2019, and then did it on comedy. Like, one doesn't line up. This is a joke that Mark Curry punch up into.
Wow. Woo. Cat opened up a lot of worms. Says he stole Mark Curry, and I know people are gonna come at and ask him if he stole, and he gonna know. It's like, I say he didn't take a joke. I'm just saying. Wow. This cat, I love this Cat Williams stuff. Woo! Wow, I'm just, wow. Wow. It's made me want to watch it again. Love. And pay attention to me want to watch again and pay attention, because I didn't know she didn't ask. I watched the Cedric interview and I missed the part where he asked him if he stole Cat Williams' joke. Because, and if you like me, missed that part, you probably gonna go back and look at the interview, fast forward to the part that you see. He asked him what he says. But to steal, I mean, steal somebody's joke and credit for it. Because he said, Cat Williams in 2018, the year later in 2019, and comedy. But I thought it was when he was on Comedy that he took the joke. I thought it was when he was on Comedy, but that's when I thought he told his joke. But damn, I tell it in 2018, a year later, you same joke I said. This is crazy, y'all. I'm like, interview with that week, but it's like, wow. They talking about, see, you say you don't want to be an actor. Damn. He said he got receipts for everything he said. Whatever came out of his mouth, he got receipts to back it up. This is what I'm saying. If you're going to talk about people, you better have receipts to back it up. Because you do not want to be in a place where the person is going to sue you. But things you said. You know, I'm going to take a musical break. I'm going to take a musical break. I'm going to play, because I want you to get familiar with music, Stephanie Lombardi. I'm going to play her music. Get familiar with who she is. And if you like what you hear, you can go look her up on all digital, all streaming platforms. Here we go. Let's start. Let's just play. Here we go. Thomas Clark.
Taking over my being, so may happen from your
picture that was in the body right there, the close Stephanie Lombardo with Closer, single, and check it out on all streaming platforms. Yep. If you got Apple, you check it out there. If you use Spotify, check it out there. If you like what you, if you like it, support her. You know, we, you know, in air for a while, because through the technical difficulties that finally are fixed, 2 year, but you know, it could happen again, so knock wood, that don't happen again. But yeah, I hope a new year of good for everybody. Yeah, you know, the holiday, you know, I don't celebrate the holidays. I mean, Christmas, right? I don't celebrate that. Is that the day my dad way. And now, you know, deal with the day. That's the day my mom passed away. Like, when you think about it, if the person passed on your birthday, are you celebrating your birthday? Like, I'm not, you know, as you get older, this is not something like I'm interested in celebrating. You know, as an older person, Christmas is not something I would want. It's not something that I would, you know, be interested in celebrating. One, I don't have any kids to buy presents for. I don't have my nieces and nephews at that young age to wear, you know. But you don't have money like that. When you have money like that, it's, you know, you need to be advised by a gift. To be able to. Like, I appreciate that I thought of Christmas. You know, I appreciate it. But when you think about it, oh, putting out gifts and calling people and saying this is your gift, and then you don't see nothing for yourself. Yeah, you, like, I'm not that person that will feel away because you can get me expecting. But if you do get me something, I appreciate it. I'm not expecting. And I think that's been that way ever since I got older. Younger? Oh, yes. I'm definitely expecting something for myself under the tree. Well, I'm definitely expecting that. But I know the holidays is where you spend the time with someone. And I know a lot of people can, you know, oh, and you know, this pagan holiday, and we, and as Black people, we shouldn't celebrate Thanksgiving. We shouldn't be celebrating this stuff. We do it because this we were together. You know, you got the family members you've seen in a long time. That Thanksgiving is that holiday where y'all get together to see each other because you haven't, you know, you might have one cousin lives over here, another cousin lives over here. And the holidays is the day when y'all get together. You know? Back in the day, when my dad's mom was alive, her sister, my aunt's sister, she would throw the family reunion. She would have a family reunion. And, you know, as a family, we all together as a family. You know, you see cousins that you've seen in a while. Or we got a big family that we haven't even met. You know what I'm saying? We're not around that side of the family like that. You know what I'm saying? We're not around that side of the family like that. I don't get to see cousins like that. And that's why family reunions always happen in families. Because, especially if you have a big family, especially like on that side, your mom's side, because I say this happens because you don't walk the streets and meet a guy, start dating him, and come to find out you go to a family function and you get told that your cousin, even though he may not be your first cousin, but still, oh, he a cousin. So be told that, like, oh, he's meet him, go home to the family to meet the family. But that's your cousin. He was like, what? What? It was fraternity court. Watching the episode of fraternity court. I was pregnant by the guy dating. He brought him around the family. They was like, y'all could be related. So they, was on paternity court. They did the DNA, not related. But because he was close family, you know, they was like, oh, he's y'all can be related. But she was pregnant. And crazy is how you relate. You dating somebody you didn't know you was to, then find out y'all related and you don't, you know, have relations with this business. Because I didn't know y'all was related. Damn. Trying to find out what it was related. What if it was? I had a friend of mine from elementary school. And at the time, found he told me he was dating his cousin. She wasn't a first cousin or a second cousin. She was like a first cousin. But still in all. Like, you a cousin by marriage because your mom married my uncle or whatever. If you a cousin now by marriage, you're not blood related. But still, I think if you not blood, even if you're like, or your stepsister, and start playing around with your stepsister. People see that people don't see the step, even though you're blood related, they still see you as brother and sister. And no, this shouldn't happen. Y'all shouldn't be dating. Like, this is a taboo type of thing. Like, when. But why? I was alive and remarried, and I had a stepdad and he had kids, and around the same age. When I blood it, so if, but I wouldn't date my stepdad, so because even though you're not blood related, is married to mom. How does that look? Her stepson is dating. That it's not. You do got people who are related, dating each other. I remember years ago hearing the story of a sister was sleeping with her own brother. I said, what? What the f-? And what crazy is, I think the reason why she stopped was because of this fact. And when you're a person who likes sex, if it's good, you're going to keep at it. Let's say if you mess up with like a first cousin, second cousin that has children, they come out retarded. It's gonna be like her purple. She molested her father, and she had two kids by him. I mean, real father was the stepfather, but she wound up having two kids by him. The kids away from her, wind up. Some kids wind up in Africa. And then the father gave the Danny Glow, you can't have her, and gave him. And I think I showed y'all my story that I told y'all I've written called Runaway. I wish I could find the excerpt that I have where one of the characters where the father told the daughter to try it, meaning have to. When you get a person and you get creative and you can write a lot, you know, from what you know, stories, see TV, movies, and it's like you get years and just start thinking. But for a father that to a daughter, he's supposed to be the first one to try it. That's not how it goes. Yeah. It's like when you hear these stories, it's like, wow. And Williams is be trending over. Took a lot of Cat Williams to come down my line. I'm at my 40 age, right? A lot of Cat Williams stuff. A lot of people ain't going to come down my 40 age. Now, this is the first show of the new year. You know, we had the technical difficulties fixed. This is the first show of the new year. Next show, I have the end experience. We get nothing but the best in any music. That's how much time we got. Oh, 2 minutes. I think I'm early. I think I'm in early. I appreciate you for always watching with your girl. Keep watching with your girl. Keep giving me programs that you can check out. by just Googling Roger Starling Radio. Many platforms we are on. Tune in to this on different platforms if you don't follow the Blog Talk itself. For like Blog Talk, let's see, already on Spotify, just start on Spotify. Just listen to shows. Yep. And next Culture Business Show is, I need to pull the calendar, the exact date. You know, there's some entrepreneurs, my business owners. Anyone with something to promote? And the next is every Wednesday, very long. So that is the here. The 17th is eight. The 9th is the 7th. And eight central. Essential hour difference. Thinking here, Pacific time is 5. Should be 6 o'clock Pacific time. Because it's 3 hours. Yep. I'm going to promote. When was the last time I was promoting? To share with the people. More about that yawning. That means I'm tired. Okay. And in the artists out there that want their music playing here on this station, all you gotta do is hit me up at 201-399-0014, or you can hit me up at rollerstar2010@gmail.com, and that's how you get your music play. If you see Rollerstar and post it anywhere, if you follow us on social media, you will see in the info where you can contact us. And when you talk about whatever information, follow it to a D. Yep. Follow it. You can support the station as well as the station through our online stores. You can go to RollerStardomMerch.com. Items from the that's where you support. In Black Forever store, that's BLAKOKE. You can support that store, that's the foundation, Black Foundation. Yeah. Yep. We're always looking for, artists to interview. Email I mentioned earlier, and a number you can call. Let's say, once you get the interview. So, the day, so if you you have to reschedule. You have till 12 noon AL to the day of the interview to do it. So, anytime after book your interviews, anytime after 11 a.m. anytime before 11 p.m. If I go on 11 p.m. Next day, may not be able to do, you know, you time you're crunching, you may be able to do the interview later in the day. That's why I said after 11 a.m. because I'm not one to early. Yeah, get it over with about the rest of the day to yourself, but. So I'm gonna call it a night. So if you wanna make a donation to the Black Oak Fire Foundation, you can go to PayPal, put in Black Oak Fire, BLAKOKE Forever. You can put that in or go to PayPal.me / Black Oak Forever. Mine is too big or too small. Remember, you have the foundation. If you want to make a donation, PayPal.me/RoadToStardom. Cash is $ for the Stardom. Cash out for the foundation is $ BOS Foundation. All you can afford to donate is $1. I don't think they would allow you. I don't know if you'll be able to donate under. Yep. I'm peaceful and I appreciate you. Bye now.